Hi there. You've come across the Christian Truth Podcast. Yes, the explicit one, where I, prophetess, LGBTQ comes. Well, often I cuss at you, I yell at you, but you know what? It's not to offend you. It's simply to teach you. So here's what we're going to teach you here at the Christian Truth Podcast. God is supreme, and he wouldn't write down that he wasn't. So I don't believe that our God in heaven, Christian, wrote you a little instruction manual. No, I don't believe he sent us a miracle, and I don't believe he requires salvation to love and forgive me. No, simply don't believe it here at the Christian Truth Podcast. So you've come for truth, listener, and I'm about to deliver. Before we get started, how many of you have seen the movie Apocalypto? It's a fantastic classic movie. I believe it, and it's what I feel. Okay, so two things. One, if you haven't seen it, there's going to be some spoiler alerts up in this episode. You don't want to miss it. So I would suggest you go watch the movie first. Everybody has it. Just go find somebody that was born in the 80s. So I said, okay? So it came out, I want to say, in 2006 or 7. I'll have to look into that. But anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, go watch the movie first, because this will make more sense. However, if you have already seen the movie, that's going to make a lot of sense to you. It doesn't quite make sense to me, but you will understand the movie references. Amen? My name is Prophetess LGBTQ, and I am once more the hostess of this wonderful podcast called Christian Truth. Here we tell you the truth of a supreme power in heaven. And that is, one, they are in fact supreme, can do anything they want, do anything they want, all the time, no questions asked. There is nothing that they are equal to, which means they have no foe, eh? There's nowhere else for us to go. That's what it means. And also, they don't need mankind. It's a biggie. It's a doozy, it is. Most people don't like the facts of these truths that I give. But here we are, still giving them. Amen. And it's important to remember why. Because you answer for these beliefs that you carry throughout life. Every single one of you who believes in a higher power answers to that higher power for what you believed in this life, how you lived your life according to those beliefs, and how others were affected by your beliefs in this life. I do also believe that we get multiple chances. I hope that we get enough chances throughout the generations that we get it right. You know what I mean? That's my belief. That's my hope, at least, for sure. But when I referenced the movie Apocalypto, it blew my mind, because I've seen it multiple times, but since becoming the prophetess, since realizing I had the gift of prophecy, I think about things a little differently. I think about things from the perspective of God's throne. I'm just sitting there next to him like, what are you watching this for again? Like, there's got to be something else on. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be something else for this man to be watching. God, I mean, okay? Because it's not a good look. It's not a good look at all that over and over and over again, generation after generation, century after century, civilization after motherfucking civilization, we, man fucking kind, the creation of the literal heavens. Amen? Not the other fucking way around. No, we didn't create the heavens. That's not how that works. No. We were required. We took credit for anything that took place on this realm. Yes, we did, though, but we do that, though, with pride. Yes, we do. I enjoy taking credit for other people's work, for other people's miracles, in fact. It's also in the Bible, okay? And that's where I got hung up. This last time I watched it, I was just really curious as to, where the fuck did that start happening? Wait, that's where it happened! I believe Apocalypto was about the same time, 50,000 BC, the movie as well, would be about the same time that we're talking here. And the Mayans, okay, and the Aztecs, all them, they might believe, okay, that there were different civilizations in different times, and that's not true. They were the same civilizations in the same times. They were still Mayans and they're still Aztecs, but they still believed the same thing. They believed in the same God, and he was the sun. The God they believed in rose every day, so he couldn't see you at night. No, it's fine, whatever, it's what they believed, okay? But what I don't understand is, when they first saw that motherfucking solar eclipse, what happened? They were terrified. You heard me say it, they were like, where the fuck did he go? No, where did God go? We've never seen him disappear in the middle of the fucking day. What's going on here? Where did you go? Where did he go? Did you guys put him? He must have went somewhere. Y'all put him somewhere where the fuck, and they started crying out in fear. Where the fuck did God go? Where the fuck did he go? Like, they actually believed their God was that sun up there. That sun up in the sky that we see today. No, not the same sun, right? Because the motherfuckers burned off a few pounds or just a few since then, right? But that's the same God they believed in back then. The sun God. The God of the sun. Him was God, and then he just fucking disappeared. Where the fuck did he go? Now, first of all, we've seen this thing that covered up the sun. No, we saw that shit. We've seen it before. However, that's what really fucking confuses us, is because that God has never been overpowered by that celestial body that we see in the sky every motherfucking month. Every month, every single night, in fact, we see a part of that celestial body in the sky. This is the first time we've ever seen that motherfucking body overpower the God we love. The God we worship. We've never seen another being overpower this God called the sun. We've never seen it. They were terrified. Terrifying. Yours is you. And that was fine and dandy. It makes sense to me. I'd be fucking terrified too. Where the fuck did our God go? Where did he go? And like, now, when you write that shit down in a book now, we got a problem. I'm going to call you guys have no understanding of this is going to go. You saw the title. It's the dawn of plagiarism. And I believe the very first motherfucking solar eclipse, because that is the God they believed in. Okay. Whew. That's where the worship of the lunar gods came into play, was the moment the lunar celestial body overpowered the God of the sun. The first solar eclipse, and mankind fucking took credit for it. Shut up. At least in that movie it did. Mel Gibson wrote that fucking movie. Apparently he's producing shit like that, you know, him and the Passion of Christ. Apocalypto, Passion of Christ. That's how we go. That's how we do. This is just what we do. Okay, so at all times it was based on the belief system of that moment. Amen. No, we believed it. Okay, they believed that God had been overpowered by a celestial body they only saw at night. So they considered that celestial body to be the enemy. Night fell and the enemy came. The shadows, those were the enemy now. So we covered ourselves. We made our things black, and everything what was black was shadowy. It was in shadow, was considered the occult, because we didn't understand how anything could have overpowered our God. There's no fucking way. Like, I just never thought that was going to happen. Not in my lifetime, for fuck sure, they said. Not for fuck sure. Like, there's no way that could have possibly happened. And every single time that shit happens to this motherfucking day, y'all, the sun is overpowered by the moon, we are in awe. Because that motherfucker is bright. And for him to be completely blocked the fuck out, something is going on in the heavens. Amen. No, somebody's fighting somebody. We don't know what's happening, but we believe it to this day. There are people who believe to this day that every time you see a solar eclipse, or even a lunar eclipse, which is the reverse of what a solar eclipse would be. Amen. They're at war. The heavens are at war. And for whatever reason, mankind, since the literal very first fucking eclipse, didn't matter which one it was, the first fucking eclipse, okay? They believed the heavens were at war. From that moment, listener, Christian truth was born. We believed that was a sign that God could be defeated. Not only could he be defeated, but that the enemy exists at all times, just like the sun does. Now, he's always there. We don't know where the fuck the sun goes, because he leaves every fucking night. You hear I say to you, he just fucking pops off. We've never been where he is, okay? But this other guy, this other body, we never knew he had that kind of power. Now we know. Now we're aware. We're awakened, okay, that there is another heavenly body that can contend, Ura, with the gods of the heavens call the sun. Yes, yes, somebody can do that, though. We watched it happen. But the point of this episode is not that we accepted that there were, you know, wars going on in heaven. Cool, fine, we can accept those kind of things. That's not what this episode's about. The episode is about the dawn of plagiarism. The very first time somebody else took credit for someone else's goddamn work. Okay, no, wait for it. So that motherfucking moon took over that motherfucking sun. No, he blocked that bitch out. Yes, he did. For a good hot minute. It was a while, I want to say probably about 5 minutes. People were freaking the fuck out. Joy said, yo, watch the movie. Watch the movie. They were begging for them to do something. Fucking do something. Bring him back. Bring the motherfucker back. What is happening? And here is what they said. When that motherfucker couldn't come back. He wouldn't come back. And before they spoke this shit, he wouldn't come back. Their God wouldn't fucking come back. So they spoke. Because they had never seen it either. They've never seen that motherfucker be overpowered by another body. What's happening up there? You're gonna fail. You're gonna show everybody your underbelly. Literally. They said, our gods thirst for blood. Has been sated. Whoa, hold on. For those of you, as I said, who have not watched the fucking movie, stop now. Pause your roll and get it a going. Movie time. If it has to be a family thing, it's gotta be a family thing. Y'all gonna learn some things today. Now, it's not really suitable for children. Let's be fucking real. But Mel Gibson do what he do, okay? You should definitely watch the movie, though. Pause me. Hi. Melwell. I'm gonna need you to do that for me. Mel Millway. Google Genesis. Go Mel Gibson's important today. Him needs you to watch his movie. I need you to do it too. Okay, so do it for me and then come back and see us, okay? Alright. For those of you who know what's coming, encourage those who haven't seen it in your midst to do that for me. Otherwise it's gonna really fuck him up. They're never gonna know what to do. They'll never watch it if they didn't continue on with me. You understand? That's a lot of fucking bodies, y'all. Listeners of Christian Truth Listening Podcast. You just... That's a lot of fucking bodies. That was a... I know he was a... So, his amazing producer he was. Making movies for a minute he has been. But Mel made a lot of bodies. We're talking like mountains of this shit. We are falling down hills of bodies. And that first fucking solar goddamn eclipse... Sated their God, they did. No, they did that though. After all them fucking bodies have been be motherfucking headed. Okay, no, every single fucking one of them. They were sacrificed to the gods. The hearts were given to whatever the fuck they were given, and then that fucking head got chopped the fuck off. Every single one of them, okay? These bodies kept fucking piling up. No one's checking on what's happening to the bodies. They just start making mountains of them motherfuckers. No, these dead. Decapitated torsos, okay? There are mountains of them. People are falling fucking down in this damn movie. Hills of dead bodies. Decapitated motherfucking torsos, okay? That's how long. Do you hear what the fuck I say to you? No, it's like eroded and shit. You can actually see the levels and layers of different fucking body. We had sacrifices every motherfucking week. Possibly every fucking day to sate the goddamn gods. No, the sate the God of the heavens required the blood of a sacrificial warrior. Ura, one who was ready to die. Now, the ones they were using, I don't believe were actually ready to die, but they made them blue. So apparently that was a signal to the gods that blue meant we were good to go. Take them to the sky. No, take them off somewhere, wherever they are going to. Take their soul, go and do that. Whatever it cost to keep the God of the heaven, a.k.a. the sun, sated, excited, or happy, or whatever it took, he wouldn't give them over the rain, though. That's a justification. Didn't you know that? No. All those fucking bodies get piled the fuck up over and over and over again. We decapitating survivors. No, survivors of kidnapping and torture. We take them and we paint them all fucking blue, yeah? And then we chop off their motherfucking head after we've taken out their fucking heart. Now we went to watch him. We let him watch it. Now we let him watch him take our heart. Yes, it's y'all. Now we watched it. We all watched that movie. Okay, that's fucking some gruesome shit, okay? They stab these people on the chest. They take out that fucking heart and then they chop that fucker's head off, okay? And then once that has happened, everybody's happy and another body goes a flip flop flopping down those motherfucking pyramid cliffs. Zip, zips. Huh? You know those Aztec ruins that you see that have all those stone steps? Those steps. That's what we're using. No, that's what the fuck we used. No. We did that. Though. No, we did that, though. We're using those motherfuckers. That's how we are getting those bodies from the top of the sacrificial temple to the top and bottom of the temple. It's important. They cannot be up here. We're enjoying those. Now, mind you, even then, in that particular time, in that belief system, okay, there was fucking royalty. Shush now. Be very clear. There was people who thought they were better than everyone the fuck else. Who knew? That shit was always happening. Now, we evolved into understanding that certain people from certain areas of the earth and whatnot, they're better. No, fuck you. They're better. Okay? Let me show you how to look better than everybody else. This makes us better because. This makes us better because. And the gods don't stop us from saying that shit, so it's obviously fucking true. So in order to save the gods who did in fact say things that we didn't like, you know, like by keeping the rains from the heavens. We didn't get no rain for a minute. We got droughts and shit. Those times where the pyramids of the Egyptians and the Mayans and Aztecs, all those civilizations took time at the same place. Same time. You wouldn't tell me that they were already gone. They were lost civilizations before. No, not so much. The words in the Bible. Strangely, to me, in that moment, when I realized what the fuck he had just said, that the god had been sated, he no longer thirsted for the motherfucking human sacrificial blood. Wow. I realized what had just taken place. That was the dawn of plagiarism. That was the first time man fucking kind decided to speak for God. Because they watched God literally be defeated by the moon. He was sated. We don't want you to believe that he'd actually been beaten by the moon. No, we don't want you to believe that. We want you to understand the reason why that took place, what we just witnessed, what we're watching right now, this solar eclipse, that will only happen if the god is sated. His thirst for blood, sacrificial or no, has been sated. Okay, when that happens, here we go. There it is. That's what happens. They took credit for a celestial battle they had never fucking seen before. No, they took fucking credit. Do you hear what I say to you? We have killed enough fucking people. We have given enough sacrifice to the motherfucking heavens. They are sated. They're good. They're happy with us. Yes, they are. We're all done here. Yes, we don't have to sacrifice a single one. No, not one more. Because they believed that was why it had happened in the first place. There were people down below. Bring it back. Bring it back. Stop killing fucking people. Stop fucking killing people. This is happening because you're killing people today. For some reason, that day, that happened. And they took credit for why it took place. We have sated the thirst of the gods. Fuck you. That's what the fuck it says. But this is a movie. Damn it. I know it's just a fucking movie, but that's what they believed. They'd never seen it before. And then I went further, because that's what Mel wants you to do in the first place. Mel Gibson wants you to go on further. Take that journey. Where does that imagination take you? If they sated the motherfucking god of the sun, So the Egyptians saw the same motherfucking eclipse, okay? They sated the fucking gods too. That god was so fucking enraged that he disappeared. Every single time that god disappeared, something bad went wrong for the Egyptians and the slaves of the Egyptians. On another part of the fucking globe, you know, that was square up and down, they was flat, square and shit, and you'd fall the fuck off if you just went too fucking far. The same fucking globe, or orb, if you actually will, that same one also had Egyptian slaves who believed that when that sun disappeared, God had abandoned them completely. We wrote a book about it. Fuck you. We wrote a book about it. We write movies about that shit. It's important you remember how we have taken credit from the literal dawn of man. What is happening? That's what I said out loud. What did he say? He said that though. But he said it on his face. It came out his mouth. That God has been sated. He no longer thirsts for sacrificial blood. What the flying fuck did you say? Oh my. Oh my. It made me sit there and scratch my motherfucking head. Like, I just got the itchies all over the place. Like, what did we... That's where that happened. That started. Okay, that started right fucking there. We took credit for what was going the fuck on in the goddamn heavens. It was our job to do so. No, we needed to let them know, them people down below us. that's what was our doing. We did that. You can give us the credit. Thank you so much. We will go down in history. Literally. Write it the fuck down. We did that shit. Mankind did. Mankind took credit for it. Mankind made it fucking happen. Yes, he did. Yes, he fucking did. Yes, I did. And whether they believe it or not to this day, you control your God. Yeah, but you do that, though. You've even chronologized his power throughout the day. He's got certain powers throughout the goddamn day. We've got 12 hours in each half of our day, okay? Now, we got a 24-hour day. No, a 7-day week period. All right, now, remember why the 7-day week period is? It's, in fact, a 7-day week period. Because God worked for 6 fucking days and he was fucking tired. You would fucking say, you know, the supreme power I believe in was not yet supreme in your little bibble poo, okay? Before even the solar eclipse, okay? No, even before that. Because we'd never seen that. We had just been fucking born. The earth had just been made. According to the holy bibble of God, Ura. So him made us a little human poos, and human poos are judging and naming everything. And then he walked away, left us to our own devices, and we got into some shit. You know, literally started talking to fucking snakes and whatnot. Like, what the fuck is happening? From the dawn of the Bible, that's what I'm talking about, okay? We've taken credit for why God moved. He was bored. He needed something to play with, so he made man. Fuck you, he didn't have enough to play with, so he made woman of man. Yes, he did. And he thought that it would be really cute and funny if he made a whole bunch of shit for the man to fucking name. It was his job all of his life. No, for the rest of eternity, mankind. Your job, stated, quote, in this bibble, who? It's your job to name shit. It's your name to judge it. It's your job. It's your fucking job, man. I need you to do that for me, said God. God wrote that shit the fuck down, he did. It's in the Bible, Genesis, if you must. He wrote it down. God inspired man fucking kind, to be sure, to write down. That's how I did that. That's how I made that happen. Okay, it took me 6 fucking days to do so. Bitch was fucking tired, so I took a nap. And while I slept, while I rested, you understand, said God, I gave him my job. He was supposed to name everything. I guess I never woke the fuck up. Shut up. That's where we are today, okay? God was either asleep on the job, walking the fuck away, abandoning his motherfucking creation, aka children of that man, okay? Or giving someone else his motherfucking job, his motherfucking power. It was mankind's job, and therefore right, to judge his fellow man. Because God rested on fucking Sunday. No, fuck you. Why do you think people go to church on Saturday and Sundays? Because depending on who the fuck you believe in, or what the fuck you believe in, you go to church at least once a fucking week. Why? Because es importante to rest. I'm not sure What exactly you think you be resting on that motherfucking day of worship? Because I need you to remember, you damn sure not resting your lungs, are you? You're worshiping a God that you claim you believe in, but he wrote you a book saying, don't believe in this motherfucker because I'm not that great. No, from jump, I left you bitches. And you can tell me you either added some shit, left some shit out, or whatever. It depends on the version. And if it depends on the version for you, I need you to remember what that means. You only believe the version you were raised to believe. Fuck you. That's what you said. I didn't make you say it. You said it out your face just now, undercover Christian. You said, I only believe in this version because that's what I was raised to believe. And what it says in my version is what it's God wants me to know. Right. So you're over here undercover, whatnot, yeah? Listening to a heifer like me telling you, one, your God didn't write you a fucking book telling you that you are required to judge for your fellow fucking man. Not from Jump, not from Genesis, and not from the Second Testament either. I need you to understand that shit. It's very fucking important. It's the top most important priority-wise of truths that I can give you here on this platform. God does not require mankind. Oh, put a period at that sentence. At all. No, he just doesn't. And the fact that I believe it, I'm a heretic. You know, Antio, no, that's what's important here. I want you to remember, you're getting all up in your airs. You're getting a little offended and whatnot because Heffa just said, I do not require the book or you, mankind, to judge a bitch. It's just not fucking required. You understand? I just don't need ya. Neither does God. That's where you got pissed. What do you mean God doesn't need us? God doesn't fucking need you. He doesn't need you to tell him about your day in prayer form or otherwise. He does not need you to ask him for anything in monetary form or otherwise. He's already aware of what you need, already has what you need in store. And I need you to remember, you believe otherwise. You believe in less than what I believe God can be. But I'm the heretic, amen. No, I am the heretic for believing God can be bigger than what you allow him to be, according to your buble, huh? Excuse me, your bibble. Your bibble. According to your bibble here, your Christian bibble says that God can only be so much. He can only do so much. He's only ever did so much. He only just did this. What you read here is what he fucking did, okay? That's just what happened. It blows my mind that the dawn of plagiarism, you took credit for what God was doing. You watched that fucker do it. You watched him disappear. And then took credit for why he had. Fuck you. Now a different part of the globe saw it a little fucking differently. To the point where they wrote down that God walked away and left us to be enslaved by our fellow fucking man. Holy shit. We wrote a whole entire fucking First Testament based on that fucking eclipse. Because that was God. That was the only way we could understand God then, and some even to this day. That is God. God is what wakes us up in the morning, and he is what goes and brings us to sleep at night. He is the sun. No, the literal fucking sun. That's God. If you believe it, fucking fine. I don't give a shit. I need you to understand something. You don't control that fucker. You never have and you never will. You damn sure don't control the goddamn sun. Y'all got me fucked up. No, for the real, though. You control the sun, do ya? No, fuck you. You control the goddamn sun? You can tell me when it's supposed to rise and when it's supposed to go the fuck back to bed. You can tell me those things. You control the sun. There it is. That's you control it by telling it when it can and cannot rise, or just recording that shit for posterity, I assume, because that's what the Bible, in my opinion, is your definition of what God supposedly did from the dawn of time. And that's the only version we're allowed to believe in. Whatever you wrote down. Whatever version you believe in today, Christian, that's what you're supposed to believe in. That's it. That's it. There's nothing else for you. There's absolutely nothing else for you. Nothing. Nothing. And if someone tells you that there is, in fact, something else out there for you, they're a heretic. They are blaspheming against the actual God of heaven. God of heaven. The King of kings. The God above all gods. You understand what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. doing all kinds of bad things. Saying that someone is bigger and better than our God means you can't fathom that what I believe in is in fact your God without the chains you've placed upon them called the Bible. Just now, that's what I said. You don't believe I'm believing in the same God as you do simply because your God is not allowed to be that big. I allow him to be unchained. I allow him to move freely in my life. I don't say shit to that man. I don't say nothing to the heavens. You do you, boo-boo, with my life. Because apparently you think I need to be here. And as long as you feel this way, I will be here. And man, that's just how it's going to work out for me, okay? And there's not shit anybody else can do about it. Until the heavens decide I don't need to be here no fucking more, I will be here. Doing what I do, believing how I do, okay? But there's people out here who believe that they have a right to not only teach you that your way is wrong and you gotta get right before you die, okay? Because who knows when that's going to happen? It could happen any day. God could just strike you down and deny you entry. Do you know how many people in the world say that on a daily basis to another human being? Just fathom it, motherfuckers. Heck, just fathom that shit. How many human fucking beings created by other human fucking beings, apparently. How exactly do you think you have that right? We can tell you your day could be any moment. God can strike you down, deny you heaven. No, he can deny you heaven because you're not saved. God can do that. You hear what I say to you, listener? But he cannot deny you salvation. If you've been saved, he cannot deny you heaven. He can't fucking do it. He is not fucking capable. He's just not capable. He's not, goddamn you. No. God, in your belief system, Christian, cannot, will not, therefore, deny you entry to heaven simply because of what you believe in today. Now, what you did back in the day is what we're here for, okay? Now, we need you to understand, you took credit for why God took that fucker home. Shut up, you did that too. You did that, though. You took credit. It was because he was, in fact, a miracle that we had asked for. No, we asked God, amen, for a miracle. Prove your might to us. Ain't y'all been listening to the Christian 2 podcast? Hello, is this thing on? We asked our God for a miracle, says the Bible, and he gave it to us. Yes, it did. He gave us a miracle, and that miracle said some shit when he grew up, and we didn't fucking like that shit that he said. So we killed that motherfucking miracle, and then when that miracle was taken, famushka, to the heavens where he fucking belongs, now he's God and shit. You can get offended as you want to, Christian, undercover Christian listener. I need you to remember something. That's what you fucking believe. You believe it. I'm just repeating it. That's what your Bible says. Your Bible says, I asked, I got, I didn't like, I threw it a fucking way, and I worship it to this day because it no longer is there to prove me fucking wrong. I gotta tell you, I got a big old fucking smile on my face right now because I made you understand what exactly it is your belief system says to your God. I don't fucking think so, dude. You get it one time. We did it once, okay? We heard about you in the fucking last testament, guy. Okay, you weren't shit. So you damn sure not gonna start being shit now. Not only is he the shit, we made him the shit. I followed that movie all the way to the point where the Christian wrote down their motherfucking Bible, saying we had a right to kill this motherfucker because he said we don't judge for God. Fuck you. We've been judging since goddamn Genesis. It was literally given to us as a job. It was our goddamn first task before we even learned to put clothes on. And you're never going to take the power that mankind literally wrote down into existence, for fuck's sake. You'll never take that power back from them. You'll never do it. And that is why the Christian believes their Bible is indestructible. Because you can't take it back. God wrote it. Fuck you. You can't take it back. Not even God can dispute it. Not even a prophetess of God can tell you what your Bible says. Says God's a punk and he ain't nobody. He keeps walking the fuck away. He doesn't stick the fuck around. But he gives you what the fuck you asked for and then accepts him as his replacement in heaven as well. Because he accepts that motherfucker as his replacement in heaven, he cannot, I repeat, will fucking not deny you entry to heaven. You got your God sewn the fuck up. Do you ever see it to you, Christian? Oh, he's sewn the goddamn fuck up. It's a good snug statue. Snug as a bug. You are indeed. Your God's in a bucket where you said, fuck it. I'm going to control this motherfucker. I'm going to do it. Watch me work now. And the church was born. Because we had the right. Man fucking kind had the right to take credit. We took credit. Look how we just silenced God. You see that? You see that shit right there? No, fuck you. Do you see that shit right there? That's how we silence God. Civilizations around the world tonight. And that moment claimed the movement of heavens as their own. They made that happen. No one the fuck else is higher than the power you see before you. I made that shit take place. No, fuck you. I made that shit take place. We made that shit take place. The things we do in worship, so-called, to our gods around the world. Tanayayay. Do you hear what I say to you? They all took credit. Mankind took credit for what celestial bodies were doing beyond anything they'd ever fucking seen. They'd only seen that motherfucker rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall. Now, they didn't go in the same direction. You hear what I say to you? It didn't go in the same direction. Every single, it went up and then went over to the other side and went down. It didn't just like come up and then go back down. It didn't pop up and pop up down. No. It went all the way across the sky. It stayed with us a whole fucking 12 goddamn hours. A whole entire 12 hours. Half of our fucking day, that motherfucker was ruling this bitch. Yes, he was. But those 12 hours, he was gone. Well, now we knew why that took place. It's because the devil, the enemy, whatever the fuck you called it, then or now, well, he overpowers the sun to this day, every night. Because that's the time of the demons and the witches and the ghouls and the spirits and the ghosts and every goblin you can think of, huh? That's when they come out to play. That's when they come out to wreak havoc upon one's lives. The vampires come to suck literal life forces out of people. Yes, they do, and only at the dark. They could only do that in the dark. It's the dark. The dark overcame the motherfucking sun that day. Yes, it did. The solar eclipse. That they took credit. They took credit around the world tonight for that motherfucking eclipse. They took credit. Man fucking kind. That, my friends, that first eclipse, that was the dawn of plagiarism, you understand? That's where we decided that we were bigger than fucking God. Not only were we bigger than God, we made God fucking move and shit. But we did that though. All we had to do is what we believed was righteous and what they wanted. You know, the gods and stuff. Gods wanted us to sacrifice, you know, willing fucking warriors. They needed it in their lives. And because we did our good job, okay, we did good job for so many motherfucking centuries that finally fucking saved the goddamn god. Not only did it save the god around the world tonight, we, man fucking kind, took credit for why that shit took place. No, the actual eclipse took place because we did what the fuck we were supposed to. That's ballsy, in my opinion. It's just really fucking rude to take credit for heavens you ain't even explored at that point yet. That's where the dawn of your religion came from as well. Because in that movie, you see who is coming? Who is it coming to their shores, though? No, who did that, though? Was it fucking Christopher Columbus-like people? Yeah, that was them. It was them with their little cross and shit. And in that movie, I know that if Christopher Columbus-type people were coming to those fucking shores, they ain't seen torture yet. Fuck you. They ain't seen shit yet. And all of that eclipse making happenings going on, that's done for. Because y'all are savages. I was watching this movie with someone else, and I kept commenting, you know, on this movie, like, this is why this happened. You know that, right? You know that's why this happened. This and this happened because of that, right? You get that, right? Give him an education, God says. Give him a motherfucking education. Whenever this shit pops up and you see the correlation, you understand what the fuck they claim they did over my power, you let him fucking know what that means, prophetess. That's my motherfucking job. I saw it for what it was in heaven. It was the sun being eclipsed by the moon. And yeah, the gods can do that. Abso-fucking-lutely. But only the gods can. There has not been a human being born. I say what the fuck I say because I mean what the fuck I said. Okay? Not a human born ever in existence that had the power of a god. I said what I said. Now, you might have believed at one point that you were imbued with the spirit of God. Cool, fine, whatever. Fine, whatever. I'm telling you, however, you did not have the power to make celestial bodies move. No, the fuck you didn't. You took credit for it, most deaf. That's why you can claim that you are embodied by the spirit of a god. Shut up. That's why you can do it. That's why you can claim that you're a fucking Christian today, because you believe you had a right to kill that man. You needed his sacrificial salvation. You needed it. To this day, you need it, so of course you have to believe it. And if you don't believe it, you're a heretic. You're a blasphemer for not believing the blasphemer, the original fucking one, according to your book, was real or needed, required. Because I don't believe he was real or required. I don't believe God requires human beings at fucking all, let alone to be sacrificed, okay? To be sated, to be happy. Him not gonna make everybody all good and gravy just because you killed enough fucking people. But I want you to remember something. At that civilization, he became their Jesus. I'm just doing a correlation, not necessarily they called him Jesus. That in that civilization is who that man became. He was a sacrificial lamb. He's the one who stopped the heavens from moving. He made that happen. Human fucking beings still taking credit, mind. But it was because that particular person. To the viewer of that movie, it was because that particular person had been put upon the sacrificing block. That's why that eclipse took place at that moment. And according to this movie, that's why that took place. Now, mankind, of course, in this movie took credit for why it took place. But I want you to remember the intention was to intimate that particular soul. We don't want that one. The gods, the heavens, they were saying, nope. That one stays there. You're done. No, we're done here. No, it's fine. If they're going to keep it going, anybody after him, him, you're done. We're good. No, we don't want him. We don't want him. We don't want him. Y'all need something from him. No, what? Trust and believe. This one's going to give you things. We don't want him. So they ducked behind the motherfucking moon. Shut up. That's what the fuck the goddamn sun did. The sun, the god of sun, Ra, whoever the fuck you want to call him, he ducked behind the motherfucking moon. He walked the fuck away. According to the Christians, okay, in their Bible, he walked the fuck away. He left them to their own devices. He left them, and while his back was turned, they wreaked havoc amongst themselves. And they've been doing it ever since. Every single generation that believes in this holy word of God, so-called holy word of God, well, we add to it. We adapt it. You understand? We make people understand different parts of it. We sermonize about different episodes that we have had while reading. There's a motherfucking tome. We take the things that we experience because the gods feel we should experience them. And we take it and we take credit for them. It's because I prayed about it. It's because I opened my soul to the heavens. I allowed them entry to my life. Because I did what I did, they moved in my life. Fuck you. Because I paid them how much I fucking paid them, they moved in my life. Fuck you. That's what your belief system is, even to this day. Because you, human, acted, God did. Because you prayed, human, God moved. Because you paid, Christian, God blessed you. This is the belief system that was started that day. The day you plagiarized the credit of the heavens. You took the credit of the heavens and you said, I did that. We did that. Human fucking beings made that shit take place. And even the intention of that scene for the movie, we made that shit take place. They wanted you to believe that he was the sacrificial lamb they did not want. The heavens could not take that one. He was too important. He was too important. He was going to lead those out of slavery. We'll be right back.
Hi there. You stumbled across The Christian Truth, a podcast where I, prophetess LGBTQ, comes, well, more often than not, I come to yell at you. If you came here to hear about nothing but Bible scriptures or religion, you've inadvertently ended up in the wrong podcast. Because I switch it up a bit, and I curse pretty often, to be honest. This will be a ride you'll never forget. I hold no punches, and I strive to remain unapologetic. And remember, I was once where you are, Christian. I'm human, and I'll never claim to be perfect, but just like you, listener, we are capable of positive growth. Each episode is from the heart, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think. Leave your comments below any episode and let me know what you thought. Remember, you were warned. This is me as he made me, and he's not done with me yet. Ta for now.